Sorry, Zack Snyder.
We actually roll it back.
Well, it's because I edit it.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's so weird because I never notice your edits.
I know.
And I'm here.
I know. They're good. That's why.
They are. They actually are. Like, you could be a fucking editor of sorts.
You know, I spent $20,000 to learn how to do this.
And look at the dividends it's paying right now. Being able to fucking run this podcast. Hi, everybody.
Oh, you're starting it. Hi, everybody. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome home.
Welcome home, indeed. You got sick of the preamble.
Well, we were doing it for a long time. There was like half an hour.
I couldn't find a good spot to get in there.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you hit it, sometimes you don't, right? Mm. We might be able to have a welcome to the party soon, hey?
I fucking hope so.
As of the announcements today.
Oh, I didn't even read them.
A whole bunch of shit got announced today, yeah. Really? You know what's funny too is I
was one of the items people with podcasts at their home can invite
guests.
One guest. I should message Bonnie Henry and ask about that.
I still think we could get her on the show.
That'd be awesome.
You know what? And I would ask her the tough questions.
Like what?
Like I would say to her, Bonnie, Miss Henry, if you will, do you feel like you were thrown into this position and you didn't really want to do it? And yet people shit all over you. Like, that's the thing. I feel bad for her.
I feel like the answer will be yes.
Yeah, because it's like she gets thrown into the position. She did a great job despite what all the fucking people say. I don't care. She did a great job. I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah, because it's not like, right?
How are you supposed?
You're not going to be everyone's best friend.
Not even close.
Your job
dude.
Is to stop the fucking pandemic.
And everybody just wants it to stop. And little do they know that it's a virus.
Fucking Bonnie Henry says, I can't go have fucking highballs at the fucking Commodore.
Exactly.
Fuck.
I do miss the Commodore, though.
I miss the Commodore. Is it true that the underneath the ballroom is old tires? That's why it's bouncy.
I've heard it was horse hair.
I heard it was old tires. And then
like tires from the Model T Ford?
Yeah.
Like that
to
old.
To make it's springy.
It has some sort of spring. I don't know what the actual
We
got to
find
is.
Out.
I've heard it was from a horse hair from a Clydesdales.
Oh, you're one of those, hey?
Yeah.
Horse hair believers?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. Fucking guys. Worst, obviously tires. Obviously tires.
It's taken over, man.
Old fucking tires.
Okay, but what was I just going to say? That was so fucking interesting. No, it was something about the pandemic. Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit opening up. Like, they say it'll be mostly normal by September.
Mostly normal?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like movie theaters in August, maybe, I've heard.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Nightclubs?
I was really hoping to see Cruella in the theater this Friday. But
oh, this is what I was going to say.
It'll be out on Disney Plus.
Steve Barmash, who we know and love.
Yes.
He got me and my daughter tickets to Billie Eilish 2022.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, right? Because he got four pre-sales.
Wow.
200 bones a piece. But when she was going to come before the pandemic,
yeah,
I really wanted to take Kat. Right?
Yeah.
The two tickets were fucking $1,400 Canadian.
Whoa.
And I was going to do it. I was like looking at my phone, like, should I just do this? It's, you know, she really wants to go.
Oh,
I really want
God.
It to be her first concert, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So now me, her, and Steve and Laura going and sitting with each other.
That's going to be awesome.
So fun, right? March 2022, but still. Kings of Leon are coming in September, according to their Instagram. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow,
dude, it's gonna be. We're gonna be getting.
No one's gonna know how it works anymore. Mm-mm. Everyone's gonna be like, "Well, I don't know how to find my seat. I don't know if I should get a drink before the show starts. I don't know when I should come. If I should come for the opening act or just wait, have dinner first. No one's gonna remember how to do it.
No, exactly. People are gonna be lost. But here's the thing. If you're at a concert or a bar, are you going to be aware of how much people spit when they talk?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I think people are still going to wear masks for a long time.
I don't think it's the worst idea in the world.
I don't think it's the worst idea. When's the last time you had a cold?
Exactly. So I think we should go in that route of doing like how
this is the first Asian time people have done. In my life I haven't had a cold in it.
Well, this
year.
Is what I mean. And when we do get a cold, we should wear them around.
Yeah.
Because it obviously
and we should stay home.
Yeah, exactly. Even if we don't have a cold, we should stay home more.
We should stay home.
I heard this other stat too about how there's a lot of people that are doing career changes, like a lot.
Because of COVID.
Just because of the way the pandemic was and how people saw how their job was affected, how their mental health was affected, what they can accomplish from home, things like that. Right?
Yeah.
So who knows, man? Maybe we'll do it too.
Well, I thought everyone was going to come back to work in the film industry with a whole new attitude.
So did I.
Fuck no, it's exactly the same.
Dude, I thought it was going to be so different.
I was like, man, they're going to be like, okay, we're going to do shorter hours, but longer day, like longer schedules.
I thought there'd be less people on set.
Yeah.
Less fucking gear, less shit everywhere.
Nope.
No, more.
More.
More shit.
More shit. More shit to get in the way.
Because if you don't, if you feel like, you know, you don't want shit in the way, let's fucking invite 40 more people. To just stand around and tell people to not stand by each other. God bless those people. Though.
God bless those people.
I mean, they do have a shitty job.
I couldn't do it. Same reason I couldn't be a PA.
No?
No.
You couldn't work for 18 hours for $160 bucks a day?
No, I couldn't do it.
I know. I try to be as nice as I can to PAs.
The thing, like I could, you know, I could empty the garbage cans. Stuff like that. But I couldn't deal with telling someone, you can't go in there, we're rolling, and they just blow past me.
I know.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. The patience of a PA is incredible.
And they, yeah, I know. They have to deal with a lot of fucking horse shit. That's for sure. We should have a PA on the show.
We should.
Just to sell that story.
Do you know any?
Tons.
They've all become dads.
No, I know a couple we could have on. I know one guy, Taylor. Do you know him? We could have him on, but he would want to talk about. He is the most.
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
he is
I know.
The cinephile of all cinephiles.
I know you do.
Okay.
About. Yeah.
We could have him on once a month, and he'd never run out of stuff to talk about with that guy.
He probably has his own podcast.
If he doesn't, he should.
Yeah.
Because he's quite knowledgeable.
Shout out to all the PAs out there.
Yeah, we love you.
All of y'all.
We could
do a great job.
I actually ask them for help a lot, and I thank them always on Channel One. I give them a, hey guys, thanks a lot.
That goes a long way.
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it does. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how when something's going to, you know, some sort of mess is going to be made.
And yeah.
It's like, hey, you always ask them, right? Hey,
we're gonna smash a thing.
Can you help us? And they always do. Yeah. And they always have a smile on their face.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on the last show, we fucking sprayed fucking, I don't know how much fake money in the air this one day. Like,
people,
thousands of bills.
People love doing that kind of stuff. Because the last time we had the money all over the place,
everybody helped.
Everyone was jumping in.
People love picking up money.
Stunts was in there. Effects was in there.
Because it's not.
Camera people were picking up money. It was crazy.
Dude, we were.
And they all gave it back.
We were finding money. Like, we were finding fake money, like, in gear for, like, the next 3 weeks. Like, they'd be like, oh, we found it in the fucking lens box or whatever, right? Like, we found another fucking 20 bills in there.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Should we get this started?
I guess so.
Let's start, because I know that we have both watched something. Let's start with Seen Anything Lately, and here is the new Seen Anything Lately theme music. So, seen anything lately?
Okay. I had no idea that you had done this.
I know.
Number one.
I told you I had a bunch of stuff for you this episode.
Number two, is that you playing it?
No.
On the fucking...
No.
What is that? A little...
That's off YouTube.
But is it a little blow keyboard?
It's a... Yeah.
What is that called?
A melodica.
Melodica.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a Metallica tribute band that just plays melodicas, maybe? I don't know.
So you watched this movie and then I watched this movie. Do you want to name it?
You fucking name it.
We both watched The Army of the Dead, Zack Snyder's new opus on Netflix.
Sorry to quickly change the subject, but do you remember the movie Mr. Holland's Opus?
Yeah, it was a great movie. Anyway, back to this.
Yeah. What did you think?
Okay, I need to ask you a personal question on the show.
Sure.
What made you think that that was a good use of your time to watch this movie?
Here's why. I can give you the perfect answer.
Because when you texted me, first of all, I thought you meant Army of Darkness, the Sam Raimi, Bruce Campbell
masterpiece.
And I was like, how dare you? And then I was like, wait, but it's not... Then I looked
it up. This movie sucks.
Then I looked it up. I'm like, why the fuck? I just looked at the poster and I saw Zack Snyder and I said, why the fuck is he watching this?
Okay, but here's why. Because here's what Zack Snyder does well. Okay. Previews. Because what he does, he makes.
What did you say?
Preview.
Previews?
Yeah. Trailers. Previews.
Oh, so you saw a trailer for it?
I saw a trailer for it. And it fucking had Kenny Rogers, the gambler, in like this cool form. And the way it looked, because that's what Zack Snyder does. He picks good music.
Well.
Don't you think? Okay, here's what else he does.
That's to be...
A lot of the first halves...
We're going
to
talk a lot about this. So
a lot of the first halves... Halves? Mm-hmm. What do you fucking say?
Yeah.
Of his movies are good, mm-hmm. aka The Watchmen.
Okay, hang on. Don't get sidetracked with The Watchmen.
Different Zac Efron. Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Okay, let's talk about it. Okay, so Army of the Dead had this fucking amazing trailer, and it was like, you gotta know when to hold.
Right, and there was a zombie Elvis.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this looks... Dude, because there hasn't been anything that's come out in the last month, like that's... Seemed kind of fun.
I guess you're right in that sense. Like, there hasn't been a big budget like action flick released lately.
And it got 71% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
Can you believe that?
Is it still?
Yeah. If you can believe that. And that's on 100 and some reviews.
I can't.
So, therefore, I gave it a fucking shot. Okay? And fucking... 7 minutes into it, I regretted it. Okay.
It's obviously. 70. Yeah, 70%. Look at that.
Okay, now it's down to 70, which I still believe that's a fix.
Tomato meter 70, audience score 76.
This is what I'm saying. I don't know who likes it. I think people just haven't seen a good movie in a year and a half.
Well, yeah.
Am I wrong by saying that? I think this is an effect of the pandemic. Also, what
people are starved for entertainment is how I would put it.
Also, people have lowered their expectations
because
of the vaccine. That's what I've heard.
I do like the main guy. What's his name?
Bautista?
Yeah.
Do you though? You like him?
I do. I've liked him in other things.
I like him as Drax.
Yeah, he's good in that, and he was good in the new Blade Runner, even though he's only in it for 10 minutes.
Here's my problem with him though. I know he's basically a man that's being held together by pins, like literally, like his body's like he's so fucked from wrestling, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like he doesn't really do. I've heard that about The Rock too.
Yeah.
He doesn't really. He can't do much, hey, because he's
well.
So
how old
fucked
is The Rock?
Probably 73.
Yeah, like he was 50. Doing wrestling in the 90s.
Exactly.
And then he moved to. Film in the Mummy movies.
2000.
Yeah.
The Scorpion King.
Scorpion King. And then Doom shortly after that. That was like early 2000s.
And then Walking Tall.
Yeah. Which was that's almost 20 years ago.
At least, dude.
It's not, yeah. Yeah.
Walking Tall?
I don't know. When did that come out?
Scorpion King? All I know is the CGI was definitely 20 years ago.
Okay, well, I don't like...
Let's just start. Let's start on saying so as what, to how fucking...
What's what the was plot?
Wrong. There's so many things wrong with it, dude. There's so many things. First of all, okay, let's start at the beginning.
Okay, hang on. But the basic plot is there's a zombie outbreak in Las Vegas.
Yeah. From?
From a army experiment gone wrong.
That they had an accident, that they were transporting a zombie.
It doesn't matter. They didn't even have to shoot that whole opening.
But that, I feel like they didn't really explain it enough as to why they had a fucking zombie in the first place.
Okay, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves, okay? So they have zombie apocalypse in Las Vegas, and they've sealed the city off.
Yeah.
With shipping containers, because apparently these zombies can do everything except climb shipping containers.
Yeah,
like I could probably climb 3 shipping containers if I really wanted to.
Sure, especially if you were a zombie king.
Especially if I was a zombie with superpowers. So they've locked all the zombies in, and now there's a few survivors from Las Vegas that are trapped in a quarantine zone just outside. That
doesn't really make sense either.
None of it makes sense, Jordy.
Exactly.
None of this movie makes sense.
Either you're bitten or not. It's not like you're halfway here or there, right?
The thing is...
How would you be... It's not like you're a half zombie. You're either a fucking zombie or you're not.
Yeah.
There's no... Why would there be a quarantine zone?
No, I don't. Even? I know. I don't get it.
And then all of a sudden... Okay, yeah, go on. Because I know there's so many things.
I just think that they could have shaved off like 45 minutes of this movie trying to explain and set up this situation.
But at the same time, nothing was set up.
But the more they explain it, the more questions I have of like, well, why? But why? Why is it like that? Yeah. If they had left it ambiguous and just been like, look, this is where we are now. And then you're like, okay sure. Mysterious circumstances have led to this.
The only thing that made sense in the explanation of it was the German girl, the blonde or whatever she was, the blonde girl, when she was like, she'd been in there before.
Yeah, I couldn't understand what her accent was supposed to be. It seemed to shift from shot to shot.
It was like all of Eastern Europe.
Yeah, it was almost like 17 minutes. All right, okay.
Oh my God. Okay, let's start out by saying too that it was an ensemble cast. Okay.
Yeah, there's too many characters also.
Way too many characters. Way too many.
And it was like, also, usually you have a group, so they have a core group of people that have to go into the zombie zone.
Yeah.
And they're going to steal some money from one of the hotel casinos and fly it out before the city gets
$250 million
exploded by a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
That's the premise. So normally when you have like this kind of thing, when you have like, oh, we got to put it, the fucking classic, put a team together montage. Not even a montage, it's just a series of long, boring scenes.
The fucking, that's the thing. I feel like they weren't really like, experts except for the safecracker and the helicopter pilot.
Well, they're like, oh, you guys have been in there and you've killed the zombies. You have zombie combat experience. And there's only a handful of people that can say that they've survived the zombies.
Yes.
So whatever. So there's like the two of them. And then there's the safecracker who's like this. I actually liked that actor.
To me, he was the best guy in it.
He's the comic relief.
Yeah.
He's the nerdy smart one.
And he was somehow believable.
And then
love of the safe itself.
And then they had Tig Notaro playing the helicopter pilot. She's basically, what's the guy, the pilot from A-Team? Matt Murdock?
Yeah, Murdock.
She's basically Murdock.
But you know that Chris D'Elia was supposed to be that part, right?
I did not know that.
You know Chris D'Elia, right?
Kind of.
He was an up-and-coming comedian, and then he had all this Me Too stuff come out right after they were done shooting.
Oh, so they had a shot with him.
They shot the whole fucking thing with him, dude. And they had to go back and do all Tig Notaro stuff.
That's interesting, because I noticed, I was like, man, like, Tig has like 3 shots of coverage in all the scenes where she's with the group, and then it's just her on the roof for most of them herself.
That's part of the reason I think why they did it, because like, what if it was Bautista? You'd have to just fucking cancel the show, or I don't know, like redo the whole thing. Like, I like Chris D'Elia. What he did though, like his Me Too stuff is bad. I don't like that, obviously. But I feel like Tig Notaro, she's a great comedian too, but I feel like she's a terrible actor, but I also feel like Chris D'Elia is a terrible actor.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was a win-win in any sort of scenario.
This is the kind of movie where you can give that shot to someone who's like, you know, like, you're a great stand-up comedian, but you have zero acting experience.
Why but she was so bad. Did any of it look normal? Like, did any shot with her make any kind of sense?
No, but I can't single her out with that.
With that cast?
No, I can't single her out as being bad, like bad acting.
But she was so flat. She was so flat.
They
dude.
All were.
Oh, I know. My I know. Thing is, my, except for the German guy. Or the
my thing is
guy.
That I could tell she wasn't comfortable with swearing because they kept making her swear and it sounded really forced.
And just her smoking cigars. And it just oh, and didn't it was
all,
seem right.
It was all CGI smoke because she's a cancer survivor.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, like big time.
Oh, because she's a great comedian. I love her comedy. Yeah. It's very, she's one of those people, she's kind of like Jim Gaffigan, where she can just talk about normal life. She doesn't have to go like,
yeah, exactly.
Push the envelope. She can just talk about like her day and it's hilarious.
And it's funny, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So you've got the Steve Cracker and the helicopter pilot. And then suddenly there's like, it just dog piles characters onto this group. And they, you know, when you have, usually they have like this group of people that they, you know, there's five of them. There's one asshole.
Yeah.
That's inevitably going to double cross the group.
Of course.
Right? They added like four assholes.
That guy was the best to me. He's the most experienced actor of that. The guy who played the
security guy.
The security guy who got the head.
Yeah.
What's his name? Fucking
I can't remember, but he's great.
Garrett.
He's been in a million things.
He was in Jesse James. He's great.
Yeah, he's
been in a million things. Yeah. Exactly.
So there's that guy.
And then there's Theo Rossi.
He's the asshole. And then there's the security guard from the camp. So they've got security guy, asshole. And then they've got other security guy, asshole. And then they've got
zip ties guy.
The zip ties guy. And then they've got the guy with the dyed blonde hair.
Oh, this is, you're explaining the dog pile. And I've even forgot about that guy with the
blonde hair. He's an asshole. And they get him because he's like, yeah, he's like a YouTube guy. Oh. That goes in and fights the zombies on camera. So they've got him in the group. He's an asshole.
What a piece of shit.
And then the coyote, the blonde woman, she's not really an asshole. She's kind of standoffish. So, okay, you got three assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's too many.
There's too many people. Like you say, it's a dog pile of fucking unmemorable
and then there's the,
people.
The guy with the concrete saw.
Why did he have that saw?
How does that saw do anything? That saw would be 300 pounds.
But did he have, here's my question.
You couldn't.
Did he have the saw to saw through walls or did he have it to kill zombies?
To kill zombies because he killed a zombie with it.
In the opening.
In the opening.
Opening montage. Also a ripoff of Zombieland. Am I right?
A ripoff of Zombieland, but also Zack Snyder trying to recreate the beginning of Watchmen.
And it didn't work. And it didn't work. Because the opening of Watchmen is awesome.
The opening montage of Watchmen
is one of the best.
It's one of the best openings in film.
I would even say, if not the best.
It really is. Especially because you're trying to cram all this backstory from the comic books into...
But we have to save this for later.
A 4-minute. Yeah, okay.
We have to save this for later because we have to get into other Zack Snyder.
We're never okay. Anyway, this fucking movie, like here's a few things I had as I was watching it. Okay, the gas cans were empty, obviously.
Yeah, yep.
They used my favorite dialogue in any movie, "I'm coming with you, no you're not." Twice in this movie.
The daughter?
Yeah. And then
the daughter and Bautista thing was so bad. That was so bad.
That was
How could that be worse?
That was fucking sandwiched in there. That was a double Goldenrod revision. That whole storyline.
At first you're like, who is this lady? Because you think she's like a lady. Like you don't think she's his daughter necessarily.
I know.
She seemed too old at first.
I thought maybe who is his wife.
Exactly. But then you're like, wait, Bautista could be like 50. That chick could be like 25. Sure. Okay. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. But she's, and you're like, I don't understand. Who are her friends from the quarantine thing? And then the one went in that whatever happened, I'm going with you. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Too much.
And then he's like, okay, everybody listen up. This is my daughter, Kate. She's joining the group. And everyone's like, what the fuck? It's like, oh, man. Like, this fucking...
I did, however, like how they invited the zip ties guy
in. I did like that.
Then they sacrificed him.
Because I was like, why would they bring him in?
And then it was like, oh, shit.
It was almost, that was the only thing almost right away. I was like, oh, I like that.
That was the only thing I liked in the whole movie, I think. That's it.
Okay. Another thing, they're trying to get into the safe, and German guy is like, there's a pressure plate here.
Yeah.
And then they get
the zombie. There's a fucking on it.
Blow darts come out of the wall. Is this a Looney Tunes cartoon?
Or it was like Indiana Jones or some
shit.
Yeah. The blow darts. like the wall, what? The machine like, gun I get, but
lasers
couldn't
I would buy.
Fire.
And maybe.
Like a bouncing Betty, like an
they
explosion.
They were like fucking darts with feathers coming out of them.
Big fucking tranquilizer hanger darts.
Like, are you fucking kidding me with this shit? And then there's the part where there's some dead bodies, and the guy's like, look at those bodies. That's us. And they're dressed the same.
Oh, because there was another crew that tried to get this money before.
And he's like, that's us. Maybe it's all one giant time loop. I was like, if this becomes a time loop movie, I am going to punch a hole in my wall.
You know, they almost could have. They almost fucking could have.
It never paid off. That whole, I didn't understand that.
Well, it was just soliloquy. It was because another crew had tried to been there.
But they already made that discovery down in the lobby.
And why could if they wanted the head of the queen, could they not have just done that a different way?
Well, it was the first fucking zombie they encountered.
Exactly.
So maybe the guy could have just hired the coyote
to get the queen's head.
Lure the queen out. Because it was just the guy and the coyote anyway, when they caught her.
Exactly.
Everyone else was like, why did they even?
It does. The whole movie doesn't even make sense when you think about it. Like, none of it. Oh my God. All they wanted to do was just put Las Vegas icons amongst the rubble so it would look fucking cool, whatever. That was the whole reasoning behind that movie.
Okay, I've got lots more things, but I can't. I'm too mad.
Well, we'll just give me a couple. Give me the hard hitters. Give me the fucking fastballs.
When they're on the helicopter, the helicopter's gone and they come up and they're like, guys, do you hear that? Oh, maybe it's the fucking helicopter that's 20 feet away from
that
you.
They couldn't hear before.
Like, are you fucking...
And how the helicopter's just spewing smoke, just like, and then all of a sudden it's fixed.
And then it's just... And then they do all those crazy maneuvers in it. Like, get out of here, man.
The zombie with the cape. Like, what is he? Some sort of goth king zombie?
Yeah, the whole zombie, like, they never explained how there's like dumb zombies and then like the elite zombies.
I mean, they sort of do, but
they tried. They really tried. Anyway, Army of the Dead, I gave it 5 stars.
You gave it 5 out of 5?
No.
Anyways. I mean, they are sponsoring this episode.
Yeah.
So
our next guest is the director of 300 and The Watchmen, Zack Snyder. Welcome to the Propscast.
Okay, and you know what? Now that we've fucking skewered this movie beyond belief. Okay, but here's what I'm going to say. One quick note. The props in it, despite the fucking saw that they carry around, the props and effects in it were pretty good.
Again.
The gunfire was pretty impressive.
Like I keep saying... about all these movies that we work on and that we watch. They all look great. I feel like it's easy to make things look really cool and flashy. And it's the writing that makes everything.
It's the writing suffer. To me. And it just, and like you say, it looks like a fucking sloppy dog pile that's edited by a fucking 3-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the editing is just so all over the place.
And it's just the type of writing where every character is like a bro, even the females.
Yeah,
like it's different bodies that are speaking the lines, but it's the same
lines.
Brain,
same character.
Sending the words to all the mouths. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's like
too,
you know, everyone's like so ultra aggressive about everything
and so fucking like, sullen.
Hey man, give me that fucking chocolate bar. Fuck you, I don't want to give you my fucking chocolate bar, you fuck. It's like that just for 3 hours. And
exactly.
Then you're like, okay, great. So you have like 20 carbon copy characters and then you send them in a bunch of
And it's
of
just
zombies.
A mess. It's
just
a mess.
Fucking mess.
It's just a fucking big, it's, you know what it is? That show is just an episode of fucking Zombie Hoarders. You know what I mean? It's like nobody went in there and cleaned it up. Like, it's just a mess of shit. Like, it's a mess of CGI. It's a mess of a story. It's a mess. What are we looking at?
There's a squirrel out there. Sorry. I've never seen a squirrel out there.
Well,
I'm so sorry I interrupted you.
You're not interrupting me at all, because I was just going on
just a mess. Just a mess.
Maybe we should just leave it at that.
But here's leave it at that, because there's so much more to talk about.
Here's the thing, too. I'm going to say that Zack Snyder has a connection a little bit to Vancouver and the Vancouver film industry, because he's done a couple movies here.
Yeah.
And I've never worked on those movies personally,
mm-hmm.
but I know people who have, and they say he's a really, really great guy.
Well, I feel terrible then.
I sort of feel terrible, but I feel like he has the potential to make a good movie.
Yeah.
He just needs to fucking stop hoarding. He needs to hire the people to clean him up.
It's true. Because he DP'd this one himself, too.
I know.
Did you see the Easter egg? You might not have noticed it because you've probably never met this person. His DP for Watchmen, 300, and I think another one, I think Sucker Punch, is Larry Fong.
Yeah.
Who DP'd The Predator, who I got to meet.
Oh, nice.
There's a poster on one of the side of the casino. It's a giant billboard.
Oh, okay.
For Larry Fong's magic show.
Right.
And if you've ever met Larry Fong, he actually does magic.
Sounds like a hilarious guy.
He's amazing. If we could get him on the show, it would be like the best episode, because he is so entertaining. He comes on set. He DPs. He's great. He's fast. He's efficient. Everything looks beautiful. And then he turns around and he does a fucking magic trick. Like a legit magic. Not like pull a quarter from behind your ear. Like a real magic trick.
Why can't all DPs be like this?
Like, he's on set and he's set up to do magic tricks. Like, are you fucking kidding me? That's awesome. So anyway, I saw his name and I was like, oh, that's fucking rad that they threw that in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you've ever worked with Larry Fong.
I know, but so Zack Snyder, and people who did those movies, Watchmen, mm-hmm. Sucker Punch, am I leaving one out? Man of Steel, I believe.
Man of Steel was done here.
Yeah, so
at least part of it was.
People who do those who did those movies, they love him. They love him so much. So I know he's a good guy, and I feel bad skewering this movie too, but this is what we do on this show. So we have to stay integral to our process.
I guess, you know, if you know what you're making and you have an audience for it, then the reviews don't matter.
But that's the thing is that, okay, did you see 300?
I did. I watched it. Oh, I didn't tell you I watched it.
Did you like it?
I did.
See, 300 to me is a fucking amazing movie. I love it.
Yeah.
Saw it in the theater, had no expectations.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I did like it.
And at the end, I was almost standing up and cheering and kicking people in the chest.
That being said, I think it's time to play our audience's favorite game. It's a game that I made up earlier today, but everyone loves it. This is, I'm going to pass this to you. This is the Zack Snyder game. Now, everyone knows the rules to the Zack Snyder game.
Do they?
Because I made it up today.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone knows the rules. Inside this envelope, Jordy, you're going to find 8 cards. Each card has a Zack Snyder film on it and the year it was released. They're currently in chronological order.
Wow.
What I'd like you to do...
Chronological starting with me or starting with you? Oh, they're both the same cards.
They're the same. We have an identical deck.
Okay.
What I'd like you to do is we're each going to take our 8 cards and we're going to put them in the order of best to worst.
Okay.
And we're going to see if we get the same rundown, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to start the timer now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay.
I haven't pre-done it myself.
Holy fuck. Those came out this 1 year apart?
I know, right? Isn't that weird?
What?
Okay, time's up.
Okay.
Do you have your cards ready?
Yeah, I believe yes.
We can take an extra minute if you need.
No. That's okay. I'm ready.
I might need an extra minute.
Okay, and then we're going to show them to each other at the same time.
We're going to call them out, yeah, together. Hold on.
Okay, well, why do you need to fuck an extra man?
No, I should have done it beforehand. I didn't even think about
it. Okay, well, let me just quickly say that also a tidbit from this movie is that a Vancouver, one of the great crew members from Vancouver, Misha Bukowski, mm-hmm. who is really great and who did some first ADing on Turner and Hooch. Mm-hmm. She was the first AD on this show.
On what show?
On Army of the Dead.
On Army of Dead. Yeah. Oh, in LA?
Well, she's Zack Snyder's first AD.
Oh.
So all I'm gonna give her a shout out because that movie, as terrible as it was probably one of the hardest movies to first AD in the history.
You
of the
know
world.
What? I made a note of that too. I was gonna ask you, like, can you imagine doing during COVID of all times? Fuck. A zombie movie
fucking
like that.
Just a fucking shit.
It was just blood and guns.
There's so much shit.
There's so much stuff.
The makeup.
And they've got all of those guys have all the webbing and the backpacks. All the prosthetics were
good.
Were great. They
Again,
always are.
It was a good movie in that department.
Of course.
All the departments. Except for the movie itself. Oh, boy.
Okay. Let's see. So we'll just say out of 8 points, every time we get one the same, we'll give it a point. We'll see how well we do here.
Okay, I'll let you do the point thing.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Number one, what do you got? Watchmen. Oh!
Off to a bad start.
Okay, number two.
So obviously this can't be the same.
300.
Watchmen.
Okay.
So that was close.
We reversed those. Okay.
Okay.
Next one. Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit.
I forgot that he directed that, Dawn of the Dead, in 2004.
It was quite good.
With Ty Burrell and
Sarah Pauly.
In the mall.
He was kind of an unknown.
It was really good.
It was good. I liked it too because it was in a mall. I like shows that fucking take place in a mall.
In a mall?
I don't know why. There's so many. We should do that. Mall movies.
Mall rats.
Fucking
Carpool.
Stranger Things. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. There's so many, dude. Paul Blart.
Okay, you ready? Next one?
Yeah.
Sucker
Man
Punch.
Of Steel.
Oh, Man of Steel.
You know, I think that was a mistake.
No.
No, I don't think it was. No, yeah. Okay, Man of Steel.
Okay, ready? Next one?
Okay.
Sucker Punch. Super.
It isn't working. Oh, we've only got one.
Doesn't matter. You ready? Next one?
Yeah.
Army of the Dead.
So two. Army of the Dead.
Okay, next one. Well, we don't have any more left.
Okay.
Man of Steel.
Justice League.
My last one is Justice League.
Okay, last one is Batman vs. Superman.
Now, to be fair, I didn't watch Batman vs. Superman or Justice League.
You didn't?
No.
What's the newest one called? Is that this one?
It's Zack Snyder's Justice League. It's his cut of Justice League.
Oh. See, I can't. That's why it's so long. I can't even bring myself. I told you I watched 20 minutes of it. And I looked at the time because I pressed pause.
Yeah.
Till I go make a fucking toast. And
it's too long,
dude. It's 4 hours, man. Who's watching
These
that for?
Directors,
and why is it in the old TV ratio? What's it called again? Fucking
4:3.
4:3. Why is it in?
Is
4:3?
It really? Why?
Yes, I don't know.
That's weird. Did you have your settings on correctly,
dude? I looked it up online. That's how it's supposed to be.
Weird.
Okay.
So Dawn of the Dead, 2004.
Yeah.
That was a big resurgence in the zombie canon.
Movie. Because of what were the other ones? But Night of the Living Dead.
28
George
Days
Romero
later,
shit.
When did that come out? 2000?
I don't know.
Well, George, this is a remake of George Romero's, right?
But that's what I'm saying.
I think he
George
produced this. Sorry.
I feel like I'm trying to say DiGiorno.
DiGiorno. DiGiorno.
Did George Romero, did he start the whole zombie thing? In cinema.
I think the zombies that we know today could be credited to him.
But what was the first zombie movie?
Night of the Living Dead.
So that was the first movie that talked about...
I mean, I'm not a film historian. I think that's the earliest one I can think of.
Why we need Taylor on the show.
That have, you know, the what we would refer to as the classic zombie hordes.
I mean, if anything, he made the...
He popularized them.
He popularized the fucking, you know... The fucking franchise of it, like the never fucking ending. Like, how many has there been?
Oh, lots.
Do we praise George Romero or do we not praise?
I don't know. There's some great zombie movies. Shaun of the Dead is one of my favorite. That's
a
parody.
That's a different take.
Yeah, I know.
I'm tired of it. Zombieland is great too.
Man of Steel, like
What a piece of shit. Come on.
I couldn't believe I made it through that. Like, okay, first of all, you're going to reboot Superman. Okay. And you're going to cast Henry Cavill. Great, great choice. He looks like Christopher Reeves.
He looks like him.
Yeah, he looks great.
But
and I love him as an actor.
Do you?
But what was with that plot?
I don't know, dude.
Like, Superman lets himself get arrested?
I know. And wasn't he like, isn't Superman Canadian?
Yeah.
He was made here.
He was made here.
Like, he was not born
idea,
here.
The idea of it came from
like
Canada.
Like, Wolverine is
that was a heritage
Canadian.
Moment.
That was a heritage moment. Exactly. Yeah. Remember on the train?
Yeah.
He's like, I know he's wearing tights, but people will love him or whatever.
He can't fly, but he can jump really high.
But he did fly. He does fly.
Eventually, they turned it into flying, but originally, he could just jump because the gravity was less on Earth.
Who was that guy?
I don't remember.
We should know that guy's name.
It was a heritage moment. Jesus Christ. It's beaten into our skulls.
Because Deadpool.
That and the blue nose.
Deadpool and what's his tits? Wolverine. They're actually Canadian, the characters, right? Like, is Deadpool not from Regina or some shit like that?
Wolverine is
from Northern Alberta.
Alberta, yeah.
Which is so fucking weird if you think about it. Like, why did Stan Lee make that choice?
Because in like the 50s and 60s,
it was remote.
The US and Canada were more chummy than they are now. And Americans understood what was going on up here. Americans really? Were like, yeah, Canada, we know that place.
Wild country.
Now
lands.
They're like,
fuck that.
Just a side note about Americans' view on Canada. Have you ever noticed how when Americans talk about any city in Canada, they have to put Canada at the end of it?
They never, I know, they're like, Vancouver, Canada.
Toronto, Canada.
Well, you know what? There is another Vancouver, though.
Yeah, but and no one goes to it.
There's another Ontario. There's an Ontario in California. Still stupid, though.
Stupid.
Here's
I was in Montreal, Canada. Just so you know, it's not Montreal, Texas.
here's another thing, though. I think the way that we think of the Yukon and Northwest Territories
is the same.
I think that's what they think of. Like, we know that it's there. We don't really think too much about it. I think that's how they think of us.
I think that is how they think of us.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the same with Alaska. It's like, it's above us. Do you ever contemplate going to Alaska? Do you ever contemplate it? Are you like, you know, I should go to Juneau one day to see.
I would like to go.
I would too.
Oh, yeah. I've been to that restaurant in Manhattan above 45th Street. Yeah, in Manhattan, New York State.
Manhattan, USA.
And it's like, you know, everyone, you know, you're like, oh, Denver. You're like, yeah, Denver.
I know.
We just know it's Denver, Colorado.
That's because we
know all
the
states.
Spectators, though. We're the spectators. They're the sport.
Man of Steel.
What a piece.
Garbage.
Filmed here.
Now, do you want to talk Sucker Punch?
I do want to suck Pucker Punch. Yes. What a fucking piece of shit that was, too.
I was talking about this movie earlier with Cabbage, and I was like, you know, like, 2011, when this movie came out, that style of like that green, you know, shooting everything on green screen with CGI.
It was still
a novel thing.
It's like a comic book.
Like, it's old hat now, as far as I'm concerned. But at the time,
it
was like,
it was cutting edge.
Now, the idea of Sucker Punch being like these four fantasies of these girls that are in a mental asylum is so stupid. But I'm like, some of the things that they imagined, I'm like, why don't you just make that the movie? Like, don't make it a tormented girl's fantasy. Just make that the movie.
Just make it a fantasy.
Just make it, yeah. Just make it like,
I know.
It would have been way cooler.
Dude.
Would have liked it way better.
You know what it was? It was a mess.
It was a mess.
It was a fucking mess. There's too much shit. Hoarding.
Okay, we're going to talk about Watchmen.
Yeah.
We're already running out of time.
How? This might be a long one.
I don't know.
Okay, Watchmen.
Watchmen.
Let's talk about it.
I think it's a masterpiece.
Do you?
A lot of people don't like it.
Why do you think it's a masterpiece?
I read the graphic novel. And
so you have a connection to it. So
yeah, I mean, they changed a lot of things, but I agree with the changes.
Because it was too long.
Obviously. Well, the graphic novel is just not a story that is very cinematic.
Right.
Like, it doesn't follow.
Because it's too, like, noir.
Film. Kind of no, it doesn't follow film pacing. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's mini stories within stories, and like, it just
goes off on some.
The ending is really good in comic book format, but as a film, it just wouldn't work.
Uh huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, when I saw it in the theater, I was high off my tree first and foremost. Smoked a huge doobie before I went in. You know, laser lettuce.
Laser lettuce, yeah.
And I'm in the fucking theater eating the popcorn, like shoving it down my fucking gullet.
And you were really stoned.
I was super stoned, right? And I fucking just snoked. And I'm watching it, and that opening credits, I thought something happened in my brain. I had like an inception. You know what I mean? I thought this was going to be the fucking best movie I had ever seen. You know what I mean? Because I was, it was the beginning of the high, of the marijuana high. And I'm just like, holy fuck. Like that, the opening credit, the opening sequence was just so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I was baked, so it was even better. Plus the popcorn tasted really good. Plus I had peanut butter M&Ms in there. You know what I mean? It was like,
you're making me miss the movie theater.
Dude, I miss it so much. I'm fucking going the day it opens. Anyways, and all those things. And then by the end of it, by the second half, like we talked about earlier, I was like, okay, this is so fucking stupid by now. Do you know what I mean? Like the first half of it was so good. The whole thing with Rorschach and the fucking stuff and how it all, like all these things and the blue guy, Dr. Manhattan and his whole thing. And, but then when he like went to space, then it became like the whole fucking show in the second, third act or whatever, when it was like, whoever Matthew Good, that actor who's so fucking bad to me, who did he play? What's that guy's name with the crown?
The crown. Oh, the
fucking guy, whatever. I can't remember.
Ozymandias.
Yeah, dude, that part was so fucking boring. And so, and then my expectations, maybe the weed was wearing off also, but it just went from being so good to so stupid in a matter of minutes.
Well, it's, I know the story is like, we've seen it done a bunch of times since, like with The Boys and where you have like these bad, evil superheroes.
People love The Boys.
I've never watched it, but
you should.
Watchmen as a comic book series was sort of the first time where someone was like, what if we took superheroes and cast them in a bad light? And what are the politics of being a superhero and who holds them accountable? Like,
yeah,
it was a novel idea. And so
that was great.
There is a really political undertone to the whole story, which plays out really well in the graphic novel. But when you market it as sort of an action adventure movie, I think it.
And in the second, in the third act, there was just too much yik yakking. Too
much talking. Yeah, because there's some great action sequences, but they're kind of all, they're all front loaded, right?
I know. It's like, dude. Guy.
It doesn't, I mean, it doesn't follow that fucking like Guardians of the Galaxy thing where they have a final face off and it's like a big spectacular fight. Like the ending is sort of anticlimactic.
And it just, right? It just fell off. It just, it became a kitchen sink drama at the end.
I don't know. I still really like it.
The fucking movie, I'm not saying it's a bad movie because it was a good movie and the fucking, I feel like it was a bit of a game changer in Vancouver, personally.
It totally was. I remember when they were shooting it here and everyone was super excited. No one had ever built a giant backlot
like that.
Like that here. Yeah. And they were talking, I remember as I was working at Acme at the time.
Right.
And people were coming in buying, like getting stuff for that set.
Right.
And they were talking about like, oh, it's this huge, it's like city blocks long and there's all these storefronts and then you go around the corner.
It was huge.
And there's houses and I got to go see it after they'd finished production.
See, I didn't know what it was because I didn't know what the fucking graphic novel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I knew it was big. I didn't think it would be that cool. But I feel like it took Vancouver's filmmaking abilities to a different level.
It did. It totally did.
The crew on that fucking nailed it, obviously.
Yeah.
Not saying it was, you know, looked bad or anything because it looked great.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a huge, it's a multiple period piece, right? It's mostly in the 80s, but then there's flashbacks to the 50s, the 60s, everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a huge, I don't know. I still really like it. I think that's my favorite of his movies.
Plus, local legend, Johnny Kabilka
plays Fidel Castro, which I only recently found out. I think you told me that.
Yeah, it's a great story, though, isn't it?
Get out of here.
Yeah, I know.
That's a great shot.
Great shot.
The airplanes flying over top.
Okay, do we even need to talk about any of these more?
No, not really.
We can't talk about the DC Superman, Batman.
The Batman versus Superman, I thought about watching it because Gal Gadot is in it as Wonder Woman.
And you love her.
And I love her.
Yeah, fair enough.
Wonder Woman 84 was not that great, but I still enjoyed it because she's in it.
And the first one was great.
The first one's awesome. Awesome.
Here's my thing about Batman versus Superman, okay?
Yeah. Why are they fighting?
No. When I first saw the Batman,
Affleck?
Growing up, yeah, that suit, the new suit. So growing up in Alberta, obviously very cold weather, as you know. Right?
Minus, I think I know exactly where this is going.
Minus 30, minus 40. Maybe I've said this before on the podcast.
No, I just know what you're going to say.
And a lot of cats, because a lot of the cats in rural areas in Alberta are like barn cats. They don't live inside. They live outside, right? So a lot of times their ears, this is kind of sad, the tips of their ears freeze off.
Oh, that is sad.
I know. So it's like I don't know if they really feel it or not, but a lot of the cats, so that you'd see these cats running around and they'd have like half ears. Mm-hmm. So when I saw the Batman suit and the ears on it, it reminded me of those cats that had their ears frozen off.
That's way sadder than what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say it's so cold that at Halloween,
I've said that on the podcast before.
Kids would wear their Batman costumes over top of their parkas, and then I thought you were going to say that that's what his costume was.
He was a bit of a fat Batman, wasn't he? A fat man.
I don't know. I don't really, really haven't really seen any pictures of it.
I tried. Maybe I should watch the new, what is it? I don't know, dude.
Zack Snyder's? I'm not going to watch it.
The whole Joss Whedon thing too, or not Joss Whedon, but... wasn't there like abuse on one of them, or was that Avengers?
That's a Joss Whedon thing. I don't know what Justice League movie it was, right? I don't know.
I could have sworn. See, I don't like that. When I hear of abuse, that means there was abuse to me.
Yeah.
Like in film.
If you're catching wind of it.
For everybody out there, all you listeners that don't work in film, trust me, where there's fucking smoke, there's fire. So when you hear about some director being abusive from an actor, that to me, that means it's 100% true. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times they are, and I wouldn't be surprised if Joss Whedon is a total fucking douchebag. The guy who plays Cyborg, that guy, he was the one who's...
Cyborg?
He's in it. Yeah, he's a black guy.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember his name. That is Justin Lee.
Yeah, Justin. It is just Justin.
It's Justin League.
Justin's League. But, so I don't like that. I know Zack Snyder not like that, because I've heard he's a fucking stand-up guy, right? But Joss Whedon... turns out is not. So.
Well, there you have it. There's a rundown on the Zack Snyder universe. We are no expert. I know. Now I feel bad because I didn't know he was a nice guy.
He's like an exceptionally nice guy.
And the thing is, I didn't even, this is how horrible I am. I didn't even consider him as a person. I was just thinking about him as a director.
I know. And he's had a rough go the last 5 years.
And
too.
On top of that, I'm always going on about how I don't care what I work on as long as I have a good time and I'm working with good people. So I should be putting my money where my mouth is, and I shouldn't be judging a movie. If everyone on that movie had a great time working on it, then...
Yeah, they probably did, but this movie was still a piece of shit.
I don't know how Netflix makes money off of that, though.
Well, they make $1 billion a month.
Oh, yeah, right.
And subscriptions.
Right.
That's just in subscriptions. Think about that, dude.
Oh, my God. Well, should we play a quick round of Blockbuster game, get out of here?
I don't know. Should we?
Well,
just a quick one. We had a little bit of mixed reviews on people. Well, some people liked
it. One person didn't like it on the Instagram poll, and
you know who you are.
I know who you are. We know who you are.
And you know what? I don't really know the guy, but I've heard great things. I've always heard good things. I kind of wish I did know that guy, to be honest. Because I feel like you've worked, he's been around for a long time, so I've never worked with him.
Grab a stack of cards.
Okay, we'll just do it quickly.
We'll just do a real one go at each version.
Each one?
Yeah.
I just like this game because it's fucking hilarious to me when we try to act out these fucking joints.
And this is the, we're going to play, ladies and gentlemen, the Blockbuster game.
With three Bottles from Blockbuster Video, get a free 2-liter bottle of Diet Coca-Cola.
God, this makes me want to go.
Available at all participating Blockbuster makes you want to have Video Diet Cola. Stores while supplies last. Blockbuster
Video! Do you remember that? Remember those commercials? Clayton.
So good.
Okay. So let's do quote it first. Okay. You got one?
Yeah.
You go first. I'll do one and then we'll go to one word.
I don't want to do that one.
Okay.
Oh, I can't do that one either because I don't know it.
This game is really where my editing skills shine.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. Quote it. Okay. Every time we do this, I just crack up. I could never be a fucking actor. Peter. No, not Peter. What's his fucking name?
Not Peter.
Anyways, I'm just going to say it. Simon, would you like a Turkish delight?
Oh, Lion, Witch, in the Wardrobe.
Yes, but that's not the kid's name, is it?
I don't know what the kid's name is.
It was some British name. Good one.
Simon. Okay.
Ian.
Quote it. Oh. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a drive-by fruiting.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Is that the part when he throws the fucking lime at Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan's head.
You know that's real. Hey, they didn't CGI that.
It has to be.
And it was only like three takes. Robin Williams just fucking turned.
Cranked him.
What
does he throw? It's like a
it's a lime
or something. Oh, is it a lime?
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck, man. I mean, if would you let Robin Williams throw a lime at the back of your head? Of course.
I told you I worked with Robin Williams. Oh,
and gone too soon.
Totally gone too soon.
Poor man. Okay, one word.
Okay, the one word joint? Yeah. Okay.
You do one, I do one.
Ugh. This is a hard one because you kind of have to...
This one is very challenging.
Okay. This one you're going to know right away.
Okay.
Okay, one word. Skadoosh.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, dude. Skadoosh. Look at my hand. Skadoosh. Come on, you know this, dude.
Is it Superbad?
No.
Skadoosh.
Everyone at home.
School of Rock?
Close.
It's Jack Black.
It is. Close, but...
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes.
Oh.
So funny.
I don't remember that part.
When he grabs the tiger and he's like, he at the very end, when he's like, yeah, I know that fucking... He's like, no, not that one. And it makes you shit yourself. And he's like, skadoosh. And he just does the thing with his pinky. It's so good. I love Kung Fu Panda. Love.
I haven't seen it in a long time. Love. Oh, my God. This one's too easy.
Okay. Just lay it on me.
I don't know. There's so many that I could do. I got to find the perfect one.
Find it. Find yourself. Oh. Okay. This guy's thinking deep, man.
The pressure's on because if I don't nail this one, I'm going to hear about it.
Isn't that popular of a movie?
Well, I don't want to give anything away.
Is it Avatar? Is it The Happening?
I never saw that.
It's so stupid.
Is that M. Night
Shyamalan? The worst one, because I'm a fan of his, as we know.
Fuck. Sorry, I'm blanking.
Is it Back to the Future?
I'm blanking. No, stop guessing.
Is it Ghoulies? Remember Ghoulies?
Okay, I know what I'll do.
Okay.
If this is a dead giveaway, but I get to do a funny voice.
Okay.
Dinosaurs.
Fuck. Jurassic Park?
Correct. Fuck. That's Mr. DNA.
I was gonna fucking say that without you even... You said stop guessing, and I was not going to say Jurassic Park.
Oh, good. Good thing I told you. Because I didn't want to just say one of the dinosaur names, because you would. That's too easy.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a pretty good one. Is that the little DNA guy?
Yeah.
That's his...
Oh, Mr. DNA. Where did you come from? From your blood.
Remember that whole concept of like being on a ride? Like that's so Universal Studios. Oh. Like you'd go and just sit down on a thing and these screens happen.
Yeah.
Did you do that, Universal Studios?
Yeah.
It's still pretty cool, isn't it?
I mean, depending on what it is.
Like, what is it, different themes now, or is it still Back to the Future or whatever the fuck it was?
Universal Studios?
Yeah, like what, like, is
the
it
tram
nowadays?
The tram tour, you mean?
No, like, you know how you go into the room and you fucking sit in a thing in a like a roller coaster style seat.
They had the Back to the Future one.
Yeah, that's what I saw as a kid, but what is it now? Army of the Dead? Probably not.
It's probably still, well, the Jurassic Park ride got a big makeover.
Because of the new
Because of the new movies.
Jurassic World.
Yeah, why when was I there? 94, I was there.
But you never went there, like, recently on your trips to LA?
No. Because it feels like, this is the thing, because my sister was like, you want to go to Universal Studios? I'm like, I don't want to pay to go to work.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Behind the scenes, you're like, yeah, cool.
It's like, I know there's rides and stuff, but, like, you take the tram tour, and it's just like, well, I'm going to take a tour of what I do for a job.
Yeah.
How weird would that be?
Well, I hopefully they'd make it a bit more interesting than that.
But did you know, when we did go on our tram tour in 94, mm-hmm. we saw them filming Apollo 13.
Really?
The splashdown capsule was, like, out in the pond.
Like actual shooting?
Yeah.
Like actual crew?
Yeah. They had the crane out and everything.
Oh, wow.
And they had the pond thing was in the water. And
you must have fucking shit your britches.
Well, I didn't know what it was.
Oh, the actual show.
The movie.
But that's what I'm saying. But then how did you find out?
My dad, because they were like, oh, they say, they're like, oh, and over there, they're currently filming a film, Apollo 13. Oh. And my dad was like, what? Because he lived through it, right? He knew the story. So he was like, oh my God, I can't believe they're making a movie of that. And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Right.
Idiot.
Wow. When they make the fucking Tesla X movie, SpaceX. You'll know.
And my adopted son, I'll be like, well, son, let me tell you a little something about living through the pandemic.
Okay, are we your adopted son? Are we going head to head?
Yeah.
I don't remember how this one works based on the card that I have.
You call that out. I hit the timer. And
you
say one first, and then I'll go. And then when I do it, it's the reverse.
I don't like that one.
Well, I don't really like mine either. So
you'll pick a new one.
Cheat in this game.
Oh, you're gonna.
Oh yeah, great, great.
Okay, go.
Great.
You go first.
This is really on brand. This is I didn't plan this. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Movies with dinosaurs. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park 2.
Land Before Time.
Dinosaurs the movie. Fuck.
Jurassic World.
Naming fucking Jurassic Park different versions because there's so many to take up this amount of time.
Well, King Kong would have been a good one.
King Kong had a Godzilla. Is that
no,
a dinosaur?
No, it's a dinosaur. T-Rex.
Is in King Kong?
Yeah.
Like, which one?
All of them.
The one with Jack Black?
Yeah.
Does he say Skadoosh?
I think he says Skadoosh in every movie.
Okay. Let's do mine real quick.
Okay. So you call it out. I'll press the timer and you get to name the first one. Because you keep trying to step
Cut
on
you
me.
Off.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
ready?
I do that all the time. But speaking of on brand.
Yeah.
Movies with zombies.
Go.
Zombieland.
Shaun of the Dead.
Fucking the new Friends reunion.
Army of the Dead. That joke was worth it. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We want to thank, of course, Amanda for our graphics and Uncle Dan for our music and everyone for listening. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This has been the Props Cast. Bye.